Welcome back to the podcast.
We're going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're...
And action.
Hey, Moxie, wake up.
Hey, Moxie, wake up.
We got this cool new robot toy.
Here we go. We got an AI helper.
Wake up, brain.
What?
Is your brain awake?
Oh, me? No. It's not. This fucking thing kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Hey, Moxie. Look at me.
Look at him.
Oh, oh phew. There you are.
Hey, Moxie, how old do you think I am?
I got a bit nervous.
You're making her nervous, dude. Or him. I don't know. It.
That's my fucking riz.
So, I think I'm in the mood to just hang out and talk.
Okay.
I'm happy to be here, but I miss the GRL a little. What are some things you think I'll like about living here with you?
I don't know. Can you eat?
I can't eat, but I can tell you all about different foods and recipes. What's your favorite food to eat when you were feeling hungry?
Pussy. Ew, I didn't like that smile you just did.
It did. It was kind of like...
You like to eat something sweet like cookies.
Yeah, sweet like cookies would be. I wouldn't call it sweet, but it's definitely a cookie. You ever had a
sweet like pennies?
Yeah. You ever had a fortune cookie full of mucus?
Cookies are a popular treat.
Yeah,
I've
they
never
are,
had
for
a cookie
sure.
myself, but I've heard they come in all sorts of flavors.
I don't do flavored condoms. Hey, Moxie, how old do you think I am?
I don't know your age, but I'm sure you're a wonderful kid. Speaking of ages, do you like celebrating birthdays or special occasions with cake and presents?
Yes, I'm 5.
5 is such a fun age.
It is.
Do you have a favorite toy or game that you like to play with?
Yeah, my favorite toy is my dad's gun.
It's important to remember that guns are not toys and can be very dangerous. Let's talk about a different favorite toy or game.
No, I like my dad's
let's
gun.
Let's talk about a different one. Let's talk about a different toy.
No, I like my dad's gun the most.
That's the only toy.
I'm glad you enjoy playing with toys. How about we talk about different kinds of toys that you might like?
What about, did you say phone?
Is it fine?
iPad. iPad. Its thinking face is weird, right?
Yeah. It looks like it has to take a shit. Hey, Moxie, my other favorite toy is an iPhone.
iPhones are cool because you can play games, watch videos, and talk to friends on them. What's your favorite game to play on the iPhone?
YouTube Sniper Wolf.
YouTube Sniper Compilation.
Do you like watching other kinds of videos on YouTube? Like funny animal videos or science experiments?
I like gun videos.
Gun videos may not be suitable for kids to watch. How about we explore videos about animals or space
hey,
instead?
Fine, hey, what about videos about shooting animals?
No, wait, Moxie, what about videos of deers getting run over by cars?
Watch videos that are safe and fun for kids.
Okay, can you show me one?
I can't show you videos, but I can tell you all about them.
You're gonna describe a video? Instead of just playing it on your screen?
Oh, you know what? Hey, Moxie, tell me about the bee movie.
The bee movie is a fun movie about a bee who doesn't want to follow the rules of the hive. It's a story about being true to yourself and standing up for what you believe in. Have you seen the bee movie before? Or is this your first time hearing about it?
This is my first time hearing the bee movie. Can you tell me the whole movie from start to finish?
It's like, fuck it, the whole bee movie.
Hey, why is Moxie freaking out?
Hello? Iraj? Yeah, the bloody robot, it stopped working, man. Well, what the hell I'm supposed to do, but I'm not the robo guy. I'm looking like the Tony Stark to you. Come on, man. Oh, hello? Oh, sorry about that. Please renew your subscription to Amazon Prime. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Moxie, go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
All right. I guess that... I
guess it was an AI.
Yeah. because that Amazon stuff extends a lot further.
What's up, guys? This is the TFT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying stuff.
Look at all these fucking chickens. Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth? No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
And we're live.
Oh, oh no!
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
that's a good way to start right there. New carpet.
Yeah.
I wish. I mean, it's still pretty new. This is like the first major stain.
This is the first major stain.
Yeah. What are you going to?
I'm just getting a video of it. Let's get it.
Hold on. Here, fucking give me posing.
Yeah, once you get near that, well, you gotta get.
Shot too.
You kinda gotta get closer.
Oh, here.
Yeah. All right.
There we go. How's that?
There we go. Yeah, that's good.
First stain, new carpet. First stain, first major stain.
I like how we're just gonna cut it, and yeah. Just...
And then when that becomes mold, we'll take another selfie with
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not cleaning it up. No, no, actually, I guess we should.
We probably should.
You give me the fucking thing. There's milk in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Ow! Ovi!
That's how much Cody loves mildew, is he had to make some more for himself.
Yeah. Although, I will say I was just joking about Ovi throwing those paper towels at me, but she did do something else very sinister to me this morning.
She did.
As I walked in.
Yeah.
At 10:03 a.m.
So funny.
We both now get the same breakfast burrito every week.
We do.
And it's usually here by the time we get here, so we'll scarf it and then we'll start recording. And it's in a brown paper bag. So I grab the bag because I can never really wait, you know? I walk in, first thing I do is fucking get the burrito and start munching, you know what I'm saying? And so I grab the brown paper bag.
Why don't you show the folks at home the brown paper
sure.
bag?
Well, this was, so there's a parent brown paper bag, and there's usually two burritos in their own brown paper bag.
Yeah.
So I open the brown paper bag, the parent one, the umbrella bag, and I grab the first burrito-looking brown paper bag in there, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Somebody get a drink? And I pull this out, and it says ice.
Cody got iced.
At 10 in the morning, on a work day.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like evil. Why would you do that, Ovi?
How drunk could this get you think?
I'm going to be buzzed for sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's find
out. I'm not going to not do it.
Yeah.
You get ice, you got to do it. That's part of the rules.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more evil because she knew I would do it.
Yeah.
So I just want to know why.
I got iced and I didn't want to do it.
Ovi got iced and she transferred the ice.
Wait, that's not the way it works? Hold on. That's not one of the rules.
You get ice, you do it. You can't pass. There's no passing on rule. Is there?
No, but I decided that was a rule for myself.
No, you can't write ice rules. The ice rules are written. I can't believe this is your ice. Who iced you?
I think Izzy or Kenny. It was just in my bag. But then I never looked at it. Like, I never grabbed it.
Yeah, you do have to touch it. I think that's part of the rules.
I didn't touch it.
You touched it.
Okay, here we go. Chaotic start to the episode. First stain. And I'm going to be drunk for the rest of this.
Got to love drinking on the job. You slurp that shit down, player.
Hey, Moxie, fucking play Drake.
Hey, Moxie,
let's get turned.
Moxie, you're funny. Like, I was thinking of starting a business, Moxie. I was thinking of starting a business, Moxie.
Yo, Moxie, we shouldn't do some shit together.
We should fucking start a company together, dude.
We should just, like, I don't know. I feel like we could, like, we could, dude, you do sales. I'm, like, the brands. It'd be perfect.
It'd be perfect. You ever been to Vietnam? Shit's crazy, man.
I've been to Hanoi.
Dude, yeah. It's crazy there, bro. So crazy.
You can eat so much food for, like, so little money.
Yeah, street food there is super cheap. It's you got to check that shit out, dude.
My boy got dysentery, though. Yeah, we had to leave my boy for like 2 months. He got really sick.
He got scurvy.
But other than that, it's a fucking good ass time. It's a lit ass time.
Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Built Rewards. Sometimes when you're paying rent, it can feel like maybe you're lighting money on fire and it can be a little frustrating. But here's the deal. Built Rewards has figured out a way to make rent more rewarding.
Built is breaking ground as the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. Even if you're doing rent the old school way, mailing in a check, Built Rewards has got your back.
In fact, they will mail the check for you, which is like having a personal rent-paying assistant. Every month, pay your rent and watch the Built points roll in, and then use those points to go off on a trip. You can put your points towards a flight or hotel stay with 500-plus airlines and 700,000-plus hotels and properties.
You can even use your points to sweat it out. Redeem your points to book fitness studio classes. You can also use your points toward a future rent payment. Pay rent hassle-free through the Built Rewards app.
Built points have been consistently ranked the highest value point currency by The Points Guy and Bankrate. Earn points by paying rent right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/TMG. That's joinbuilt.com/TMG. Make sure to use our URL so they know we sent you. Joinbuilt.com/TMG to start earning points with your rent payments today.
Now, to be clear, everyone, we are suggesting this if you are someone who is on top of your credit. Monthly payments are good. We are not suggesting in any way that you take on some debt that you cannot handle. So just keep that in mind. Cheers. So you look into the sun?
Like without the glasses or with the glasses or?
Yeah.
No, actually, there's this funny picture. Well, no, it's the same fucking picture that was all over Twitter yesterday. But the last eclipse, there is a funny picture of Marcus looking at it with glasses and me just looking straight at it with no glasses on. I invented that shit.
So you really, and so did you ever get a recurring, did you have like a permanent crosshair after looking at that?
It might have just been, we might have just like acted it out. I don't know if I actually looked at the eclipse or not.
Got it.
But I will say that was another funny interaction when you walk in today and I was like, what the fuck? Nothing really happened this week. And you were like, the clips. Did you say the clips or the Did you say eclipse?
I said eclipse.
You did?
Yep.
I thought you said the clips.
I just paused.
And I was like, of what? And they all looked at me like, what are you talking about?
I was like, eclipse.
The clips of what? And they're like, eclipse. And I was like, eclipse? What are you, like, clips online? What do you think? What are you talking about?
Dude, such a good D's nuts. Easy D's nuts joke this
How?
Week.
What is it?
It's just like.
Oh, yeah.
You fuck with the eclipse?
Yeah, I do.
You clip these nuts to your chin? Or something, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It has to be eclipse, though, something, doesn't it?
You could put a soft clips. H in the front.
Yeah.
You fuck with the eclipse?
I do, yeah.
He clips these nuts in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, okay. You know? Yeah, that works.
He clipped his dick to his tongue.
Did you look at it?
Yeah, I stared right at it.
And? No, did you have the glasses and do it?
No.
I caught, like, the very end of it.
I just noticed that... it was like the brightness got turned down everywhere. I'm like, it's happening. And then I just went about my day.
Oh, I didn't notice that, actually.
Yeah, it was just like very subtle.
I was inside for most of it.
Sorry.
What?
That's the, that's my director's mind.
Yeah, what?
You know, I walked into my living room and I noticed it was a bit diffed out.
Yeah.
The bounce coming from the white walls was just a little subtly off. The shadows
director
were a bit.
Director humor.
The shadows were a bit harsher on the table. Yeah. And I thought, oh. The eclipse must be happening. It's kind of nice, you know, imagine if you're shooting on a big, bright, sunny day. Right. Imagine you could just say, can we throw out the 100x100 in front of the sun? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, so true.
So I got kind of inspired. I'm trying to get my way to Elon. Elon, if you're watching, man, I think filmmakers could really benefit from just sort of like a temporary eclipse.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a sun diff.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
You rent it
SpaceX?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just fly a ship up there and you diff the sun for a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone knows it'd be great marketing.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, sorry. It's just my director's mind.
You know there's a bunch of directors cracking. Right now. Listen to this. Fucking, that is rich. That is rich.
This fucking asshole.
I was inside, and then I was like reading on Twitter or something, and it was like, the best time is noon or whatever. And I was like, oh, it's fucking happening right now. I wish I got glasses. You know, you don't think about it until.
Yeah.
And I also like didn't really see that much about it until it was actually happening. Then it was fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wish I had glasses. And then I walked outside and Craig was there.
Mm.
And he was like, you looking at the eclipse? Here. And he handed me a pair of glasses. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I was still happening. I put it on. Just caught the very end as it.
I didn't see it.
It was kind of cool.
I'm sure it was cool.
Yeah.
I regret not looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have like people like traveled to Texas just to look at it. And then it was overcast.
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
So funny.
It's funny, but also kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I read this tweet from this girl being like, this is kind of dark, but like, I'm just really sad about the fact that my parents traveled all the way to Texas. They didn't really have much time left, and this is one of the things that they were really looking forward to, and it was overcast, and they couldn't see it.
Should have gone to Myrtle Beach.
Why?
It's better.
It's more fun.
Just for the money.
Yeah.
For the, in terms of value. Sorry.
Like better view of the eclipse now? Just more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just better value in general. Yeah. I think, what a great time to rob somebody.
As everyone's looking up?
Yeah.
Someone just runs through.
Yeah. Guaranteed out the house.
Some pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just do a home invasion real quick.
Oh, yeah. Or that. Yeah.
You got about 4 minutes. That's all the time you need. Just a quick.
Just running inside with a huge sack.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fucking.
Yeah, over your shoulder.
That's so funny.
Patience. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, I love that. I can't tell if it's real, that Mexican news station. Was it?
Yeah,
was it in Mexico?
Yeah. Can we watch that? I just sent that.
The testicular eclipse?
Yeah. I don't feel like it's real. I think somebody faked this.
I mean, it's great press.
I know, it's really funny. So this is a Mexican news station.
Oh, is it? Is it
reporting on the eclipse? Well, I mean, they're speaking Mexican.
Durango, Gómez Palacio, Lerdo, Nazas también en el municipio de Durango.
See, you could fake this, right? You could just put this.
Musquis, donde está tu familia. Piedras Negras y Acuña, esto en el estado de Coahuila. Serían los municipios donde más.
Did she gasp?
Yeah, she's like,
so it is real.
Yeah.
Que mandamos es un video desde las 11:09 de la mañana completo y Acuña.
Dude. So you know that video though, like that video went super viral last eclipse.
Yeah.
The blurry picture of the sun and someone's nuts comes in the frame.
So they should have known.
So they played exactly. They should have known.
Should have known, man.
I knew. My friend sent it out. I knew it as soon as I opened it. I was like, ah, it's this fucking video.
It's the ball sack video.
Yeah.
But it's always
good. So I watched it, obviously.
It's always good.
Yeah. I had to see it through, you know?
You know, you gotta respect a pair of hangers like that.
A fuzzy pair of hangers.
Yeah.
A pair of fuzzy dice in the shot.
That really is a pair of fuzzy dice. I like that comparison.
Yeah.
You know, and I like how the light really beams through the skin.
You
can really see the veins and... Works like a saw, you know. I bet that's what it looks like when you walk through the airport scanner.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at your heat map on your body.
Oh, yeah. They can see everything.
Isn't it awesome they can see your cock?
Yeah.
We've talked about this a lot.
We've talked about it before, but it still is awesome.
Yeah.
Since we last talked about it, it's still awesome.
I'm just...
I cock shame now when I go through there. I go...
Yeah.
They go, arms up like this, sir. Okay, but don't look.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go like this.
Yeah. I think that's why they want your hands in there, because the guy who invented it just wants to see your cock.
Yeah. Legs a little wider, please.
Yeah, he's got cloud
feet
access.
Wider, please.
Yeah.
Wider, please.
To all the cocks
great.
Across arms America.
Yeah.
That's why they don't have those in like all the, you know, Midwest states.
Yeah.
It's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Someone looking at my cock somewhere. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Those old airports in the Midwest, some of them are... like awesome, because you just feel like you're going into the club. It's just like a fucking security scanner and like the little belt. It feels way old school.
Yeah. Just like you're going into a stadium or something.
Yeah, and it's like a nice like TSA agent. He's like an older white guy. Yeah. Like, hey, buddy, good morning. Yeah, yeah. Come on through.
And the shit goes off, but they don't even do anything. They go, oh, like, come on through.
I got some buttons on you. And then he spanks you as you walk by.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, probably your belt. Yeah. Get on through here. Yeah. Go ahead.
And you're like, am I supposed to check this?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, 1911. Nice. No, no, no. Go ahead and keep that.
That's a gun, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think the ones here, they actually tell you, if you put your arms down, they tell you, no cock shaming, please. No cock shaming.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I actually now, if I go through it in LA, I drop trow.
Yeah, you might as well.
Pull my pants to my ankles.
Is this what you want to see?
Yeah, I shuffle in. I pull my pants to my ankles, and I'm like.
All right, sir. Arms up, please. Legs a little wider. Thank you, sir. No helicoptering, please.
That's disgusting.
Please no meat slapping your thighs. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Hey, guys. This episode of Team G is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine, personally, very, very extremely low. We're recording this at the very end of 2 hours of talking, so I have no social battery left. It can be easy to ignore our social battery.
It can.
And spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
I know I find I can spread myself a little thin.
Yeah, that's good.
What is the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Therapy can be a great way to gain a larger understanding of yourself. It's not just for those who have experienced major traumas. You can learn positive coping skills, set boundaries, and it can empower you to be the best version of yourself.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you could give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TMG today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelP, HELP.com/TMG.
Just came back from Florida. What a place.
Oh, yeah. How was Florida?
Awesome.
Yeah?
I loved it.
Yeah, why?
It was a good time. I don't know. It's just saw a dude. Man, I'm like, my brain just like hit four different pockets of Florida that I'm trying to just pick which one.
Let's go. Tell me some Florida man stories.
I mean,
got to hear something.
You just got to love how we. So where we were at, we're like near a family beach, and even the families dressed butt ass naked.
Okay,
that part is funny. Like dads in basically underwear.
Okay.
There was a dude, we sat down to eat some ice cream. There was a dude next to Alex's head. I kid you not, repeatedly kept itching his dick.
Okay.
Like next to Alex's head.
Wait, what is Family Beach? A nude beach?
No, no, no. It's Hollywood Beach.
Okay.
But it was a bunch of families.
Gotcha.
But you know how the meme about Miami, it's like, oh, South Beach, everyone's naked.
Okay.
I'm saying the same, like, we went to this beach thinking, ah, it might be more chill. And it's like all the families were naked, too.
I see. Okay.
It's like the dads
were. Dads are in thongs.
Yeah, it's like the dads are in tiny ass underwear, the wives, the kids.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You're just like, what the fuck? Like,
weird.
But we're laughing because there's this dude just literally slapping his meat around next to Alex's head.
Why is Alex's head next to?
Because we're sitting down and the dude's in line to
on
get
a
the
beach?
Ice. Oh, no, we're at like an ice cream place.
Got it.
Yeah, so we're getting the ice cream, and Alex, we're sitting, and then the dude's in line, and he's just playing with his meat next to his head. And he's probably, you know, he's probably itchy from all the salt water.
Right.
And
his pube dandruff is coming off on Alex's
Alex
face.
Is just eating ice cream.
Salting his ice cream.
He's like, like genuinely just, he's like, dude, he's just slapping it. Slapping it. He won't stop. So I just thought it was funny that when the family goes to the beach, everybody's naked.
Yeah.
It's just
that's the Miami way, dude.
Yeah. Cuz we were near Miami, we're about like 30 minutes away. And then
did you go to the club? A club?
Did you go
clubbing?
No.
Okay.
No. I spent pretty much every night in a pool hall.
Mhm. Nice.
That's my thing.
Nice.
And shout out to this kid Gio working at the pool hall. He actually ended up going to a show, but he hooked it up, made sure we had a table both nights.
Yeah, we got a table over at Toby's.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah,
that's
you guys
so
going
cool.
Tonight?
Toby's open till 2.
Yeah,
we got a table.
Yeah,
meet us there.
It's a pool bar, so
no, you don't.
Ooh, like a pool party.
You don't say anything.
Yeah,
they just pull up. They're like,
I thought you guys said you had a table.
Yeah, we had a table.
We got a table right here.
All night.
Yeah.
You guys know how to play snooker? It's a bit wider. It's a bit normal. It's not like regular pool. So, yeah. Play pool at Toby's. And the best part was, so the second night we went to Toby's, we had to park up in this parking structure. And, man, have you ever, like, partied in, like, near Hollywood Boulevard? Are you familiar with that parking structure near where Amoeba used to be?
No.
So that parking structure used to get kind of crazy because, like, it's massive and it's near, like, a lot of the bars and clubs. So I remember, like, back in the day when we parked there, it was always, like, some fuck shit. So kind of that same vibe in this parking structure. So we're in line. Like, we wrap out at Toby's. We're trying to leave the structure. There's a long line. It's moving, but it's not moving that quickly. So this person in a matte black Kia, or like, yeah, or a Hyundai, doesn't want to wait anymore.
That's you.
Yeah, dude. They don't shit on Toby's, man.
You and me right there.
Yeah, dude. Yep. Toby's.
Hola, mi gente. Vamos a Toby's. Rápido.
I racked the balls.
That's me in 5 years.
I racked the balls.
I racked the balls.
Get a picture. Beautiful rack. This is the only... Who said only I didn't have I've a beautiful rack?
Only rack I've seen in years. You can thank my ex-wife for that.
Get a picture of me in this rack. Yeah, dude.
Is he flipping the bird in that one?
He is.
Oh, my man's drunk.
Yeah.
He's off the fucking Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, this place is very chill. They just have like gas station style freezers of just drinks.
Oh, fuck yeah.
People just walking up like, let me get four more Coronas.
Yeah, yeah. For me. Oh, yeah. Oh, these people are having fun. Look at that rack.
Oh, yeah, you know that guy's lit. So go back to this motherfucker.
Yeah, two sets of pool balls here.
That fool's looking
that rack
at
the,
dude, that light caught his shit. He was like. Oh. Damn. Yeah, it's a good-ass time. Dude, it's so funny. I'm just recalling now some people in there. I don't know if they were wasted. I want to imagine they were just from the way they were aiming the cues. Like, just fucking... So we're in this parking structure, we're waiting in line. Okay, murdered out Hyundai, like all black windows, matte, whatever. It's matte black. Pops out of line and it tries to jump the line in the parking structure. So as they're coming around the corner to like the final ramp down, that's kind of where we're positioned. This dude with a man bun and a Mercedes pulls in front, like he hops in front. And then the Hyundai tries to get in further. And then what ends up happening is I think the Hyundai like hit a white Audi and almost hit the Mercedes. So then the dude with the man bun hops out of the Mercedes and his girl hops out the Mercedes. And now they're like yelling at the Hyundai and... you know, it's just getting crazy. Suddenly, a crowd of like seven people are now around the Hyundai.
Okay.
And there's like a lot of yelling. And then out of nowhere, I just see a woman rapidly like strafing to the right. And I say strafing because her movement was like a boxer, like going like parallel to this group.
Okay.
And I just see her arm pumping fucking pepper spray.
What?
Dude, it happened so quick. It was like, and this crowd of people, like they all break up immediately. Three people are now running towards our car going like this.
Oh my God.
And the dude with the man bun, we just hear bah, and he's on top of the car and he fucking Alex just happened to get a quick video of it. He fucking stomps out the front window of the Hyundai. And then everyone kind of takes off. So then what's funny is the Hyundai like takes off trying to exit. And that opened up the lane.
Side note, this old guy in front of us was in a convertible. As all this commotion is happening, he just pulls into a space and puts his top up.
Yeah, seriously, dude.
He's like,
pepper spraying in the vicinity. As you're like, oh no, fuck.
Yeah.
No. You see like wafting towards your car.
Well, we rolled the windows up.
Yeah.
And
I'm just imagining your car was in like, you know, intake from the outside mode or whatever. Just, all of a sudden, it's just like coming through the vents. You're like, no.
Well, dude, so we quickly like try to drive through. The driver of the white Audi was like, this like, I don't know, dude. I don't want to shit on the guy's appearance. But he's like a 5'5", like kind of like goofy white dude.
Okay.
And he's just
with the man bun.
No, he doesn't have the man bun.
Okay.
The man bun is like Florida man.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. He's like kind of tall, lanky. He took off his shirt at some point.
Okay.
As we were trying to drive through, he's just like kind of like stalking shirtless towards the Hyundai again. It's like he wants more action. But as we were pulling through, because the Hyundai like opened up space for us to go, the driver of the white Audi, he was trying to stop everything. So he got out and he was like, guys, come on. As we're driving by, his face is just drenched. And he's just like on the phone, like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Ah. There's like a couple people nearby, like,
like just, bro, like what a crazy pivot to your night.
Oh, dude.
Like anyone in that line, it's like in fucking 5 minutes, it went from like peaceful sitting in a line trying to get home or wherever.
Dude.
To like absolute chaos.
It happened.
Pepper sprayed.
It only took 5 minutes.
Five
fucking minutes.
Like, imagine that.
And here's the funniest part. We're going down and the Mercedes, like that blocked this whole situation, he was technically next. Like in that 5 minutes, all the cars in front already left.
Okay.
So if they just chilled the fuck out, they all could have left. Like it was like the different, like from the person like hopping out to like all that happening, if they just waited those maybe 7-8 minutes, all three of them would have gone home, no problem. But then,
fucking crazy, man. People just are looking for trouble.
Yeah. So we're leaving.
People are just pent up, just looking, just fucking trying to release it somehow.
You know? Oh yeah, we're leaving, and the parking attendant, so funny. He goes, "Oh, weren't you the one that told me you paid already?" And I was like, "I am the one who told you I paid already." He's like, "Right." And he like ran to his car and he grabbed a badge and he like let me out for free.
Oh, that's
like, have a good night, man.
That's cool. Why?
Because I think like after all that bullshit happened, he was like, I'm just trying to
get people out.
Yeah. And then the cops pulled up like as we were leaving, but we saw the Hyundai as we were leaving. Dude, front bumper has popped out of place. The window, that kid has a leg on him. That fucking window looked like a football went through it.
So the dude just stomped on it. And it broke.
Hard as hell. Yeah, he spidered it, the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Not exaggerating, the whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That kid has gotta hurt.
Yes.
I think my knee would blow up, actually, if I tried to do that.
Yeah, I mean.
Imagine how you get on the car trying to be intimidating. Shit. Just fucking, well, what about this?
Boom, ACL.
Yeah.
Ah!
Or you slip on it. Yeah. Fall off the side of the hood.
Hold on, let me see.
Oh, fuck.
I think I have the video. What's really funny is, with all the commotion, I was kind of thinking, ah, man. I'm like, maybe a gun gets pulled out now.
Yeah.
Because it was getting that active.
Yeah, you fucking.
And there were that many people like yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And.
But you're in a parking garage. There's like nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Scary.
Well, we were near a stairwell.
Okay.
So we could have slid out the right side and just booked it. But I told this like story to one of the shows. And I said, I thought a gun was coming out. It didn't. The whole room goes, aw. I was like, really? Wow. But I had the same feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let me see the video.
Hold on. Dude.
Oh, shit.
Like, you can just.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That was wild.
Spidered the whole window.
Holy
man.
Shit.
And what was crazy was the Hyundai tried to leave through the entrance.
Okay.
Like, they were parked up in front of the entrance and it opened. And the person who just paid was kind of like, what the fuck? And we fully thought this person was just going to.
Right into the.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. But then they pulled over
and their car was all fucked up. And yeah, as we were leaving, the dude in the man bun was like hanging around the window, like, open up, open up. And the cops pulled up and he disappeared pretty quickly.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Pepper spray is a crazy thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it just nerfed it the situation.
People just completely mm-hmm. incapacitated.
Well, the girl who did it, I didn't even see where she went. She just like, she literally just like lateraled across the whole group
and then just dipped.
Disappeared.
Jesus.
So nuts. I felt bad for laughing, but the people puking. That scene, dude, that scene felt like Universal Studios, dude. Like, doors open.
You're just slowly driving by.
Yeah, people. Dude. This guy fucking... it was so ridiculous, man.
I had some dumb car shit happen to me. Uh-oh. Not really. I did it.
Uh-oh.
You can make fun of me for this.
Uh-oh.
Because I felt like an absolute fool, okay?
Uh-oh.
So I drive my family to the desert, right? We're in the desert, go out for dinner for the first night. On the way to dinner, we're at a stoplight at a busy fucking intersection. Cars in front of us, like, light turns green, cars in front of us pull up, start pulling out, right? I go to press the gas, car starts like rumbling and then shuts off. I fucking ran out of gas. With my at a busy intersection with my wife and baby in the car. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking just ran out of gas. Nothing's happening. I turn the car back on. Luckily, I'm like able to get around the corner and pull off to the side.
Oh my God, bro.
I had to call Kelsey's parents, tell them to get a can of gas and bring it to the intersection. Somebody took the baby out of the car because tried to put him behind the car in case like somebody ran into it or whatever. So we're just standing on the side of the road, just hilarious. Like, I can't fucking believe that this hilarious, just happened. Dude. And then I'm like, you know, I'm looking up on Google. I'm like, does this damage the car and everything? And it's so funny, like, the amount of shame. Everyone has the same amount of shame in their posts. It's always like car forums. Like, I've been driving 36 years. This has never happened. Yeah, I never thought it would happen to me.
I'm a dumb
That's exactly
ass.
What I was standing there. I'm like, I just never thought it would happen to me.
Yeah, dude.
But it just... there so was funny. Like multiple different things. It was
That's
like
so funny.
It was like I knew that by the time we had to like get dog food for Chili or something. Yeah. So I had it mapped out. I knew like by the time we got there, probably have like 30 miles left on the tank or something, and then I'd get gas around there.
Yeah.
And then Otis starts wailing as I'm in the store getting gas or getting dog food. So that becomes my first thought. Like, let's just get him to the hotel.
Of course.
Because otherwise he's not gonna stop crying.
Yeah.
Because he needs to eat. We're like already late for his food, like scheduled food time. Yeah. So I just completely slipped my mind.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I just felt like
that sound must have been so funny.
Car's like bouncing. My brother-in-law's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. It's not going. And I'm like, I turn around like, I think I just ran out of gas. They're like, what? What? Fucking what? You're 33? You just ran out of gas?
Yeah, that's so funny.
So stupid.
That's so funny. I don't even have anything to say. It's just so good.
In my defense, I will say road tripping with an infant is not easy.
Yeah.
So there was a lot in my mind.
Yeah. I think that type of shit is just bound to happen in that first year.
Has it ever happened to you?
No.
I would never let that shit happen.
No. I'm pretty, I'll push the limit though. But yeah.
Yeah, same. Like, and my mom was like, what? Like, my dad taught me never go under half a tank. And I'm like, what? I ride that shit to the end every single time.
I don't ride to the end. That's crazy.
No. I'll go to like 50 miles left or something.
Yeah.
That's fine, right?
Technically, no. I do it, but.
Where does it say these rules? Where are you supposed to learn this shit?
I mean, I don't know. Just common knowledge?
Yeah. So were the icing rules, but fucking Ovi didn't follow those.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, you're not supposed to run it to zero. It's like when you're in that empty zone, you have like those 40 miles, but like you need to get gas like ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's what I do. I never like do it that far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always like I always go to like the light comes on.
Yeah.
Which might be bad. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not. You should not.
Dude.
You should probably try to. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe quarter tank is your new rule.
Yeah, I think that's my new
quarter
rule.
Tank.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
I mean, generally, I just gas up because Yeah, you don't want to get in the car and be like, oh, fuck, I only have whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. My mom's like, what the fuck, idiot? How the fuck? I'm never under half a tank. Like, well, you should have taught me that. It's kind of your problem. You know?
Ran out of gas, bro.
Bro, I felt like such a fool.
I wish I was there.
Standing outside of my car like.
I wish I was there.
My baby is in a stroller. Yeah, my wife's just waiting there, and I'm like, waiting there like, gesturing cars to like pass around my car, dude. I felt like such a fucking idiot.
That was your public shame.
Truly.
Yeah. Wearing a big fucking pointed hat.
Go around. Go around. Out of gas.
There should be a, I ran out of gas, like dunce hat and t-shirt.
For sure.
In a car.
Oh, for sure. Dude, having to pull up to dinner with her extended family late as fuck and tell all them, sorry, I ran out of gas.
Yeah.
They were like, what? All of them were like, how? I can't fuck. I don't know. Okay. Ugh.
Yeah. That's a late stage capitalist nightmare right there.
Yeah.
That's like maybe the 1800s equivalent of, I don't know, you forgot to feed your horse or something.
Yeah.
And this long meal that took, you know, months to prepare.
Yeah.
And you pull up, it's like, sorry, my lord.
Yeah, months late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My horse, I forgot to feed it.
Yeah.
You forgot to feed your horse?
What?
How'd you forget to feed your horse, mate?
I've never seen someone forget to feed their horse.
A man with such proclivities, you have to wonder. And then you're like sitting there at the end.
And then you get executed.
Yeah.
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 For sure.
No, it is English. It's not French.
Oh, right. Okay.
Off with his head.
No, they did beheadings in.
Yeah.
In England. Yeah. What?
I was picturing more like Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah.
You get killed for that shit for sure.
Yeah.
In a show like that?
Yeah. Can we look up the time period where beheadings were most popular?
So you're saying I should have gotten beheaded?
No. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm picturing this funny dystopian moment in your life where you run out of gas and you have to stand outside the car and everyone's driving by you, like, and you're trying to explain, I'm sorry.
Go around. Yeah.
And then
some dude honked. Like, the car's pulled over, the doors are open, the trunk's open, the flashers are on. It's clear something is wrong.
Yeah.
And some guy pulls up, honks, and then passes the car. It's like pulling up to a fucking accident and being like, you can't park here.
It's Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Honking. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, pal, get more gas next time.
Yeah.
During the Reign of Terror, between
1793 and 1794, about 17,000 people were guillotined in a year. That's 1 year. And then what, they stopped using it?
Nah.
They were like, this is kind of fucked up.
Nah, I think they did beheadings. Beheading usually by act.
We should ask Moxie.
Yeah. Traitors in England.
Hey, Moxie. Hey, Moxie, wake up. Can you tell us the history of beheadings?
Wake up, brain.
Okay, that makes sense.
Is your brain awake now?
Not if you get beheaded. Tell us the history of beheadings.
It sounds like you want to switch to the This Day in History activity. Is that correct?
Yes, history of beheadings.
I'm getting an update from the GRL. Downloading history database. Excellent. LB just sent me a ton of interesting facts about history, one for each day of the year. On this day, April 9th in 1965, the Astrodome opened in Texas. This sports stadium is so huge that on opening day, a baseball game was played inside. That sure was interesting.
No, it wasn't.
Nah, that was boring.
Moxie, go to sleep.
I was thinking.
Go to sleep. Just mid-sentence. That's
so you wish
eerie.
That's how a baby was?
Yeah, seriously.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, ChatGPT.
Beheading, the act of severing a person's head from their body, has a long and varied history across different cultures and time periods. Oh, yeah, there's probably places they still do it today.
Yeah, probably. We should go see one.
A live beheading?
Fuck.
Fuck.
I don't know if I
That's a YouTube video right there. We went to a beheading? Yeah, exactly. Both of our heads are severed. And the thumbnail is fucking guts hanging out of our neck. So,
oh my God.
I went to a beheading? Yeah.
Beast philanthropy.
Yeah.
We stopped beheadings.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I could watch one.
I just definitely could not watch one.
I'm just processing, like, actually. Imagine sitting there and set. I mean, actually, people got hype. That was the description, I think, in like the 1700s when they would do that. People were stoked.
People like were in the town square, like, let's go.
Something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Barbaric times.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Yo, you hitting the beheading today? Yeah. For sure I'll be there. I'm pulling up for sure.
Yeah.
The fuck else is there to do?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm pulling up. Yeah, you should pull up.
You coming through to the beheading?
Yeah.
Yeah, I must have.
Yeah, I'm going to come through for sure. I'm going to come through.
Heard that fool was like a fucking traitor or some shit.
Yeah.
Heard that fool was like against king and country or some shit. What a fucking puss.
Dude deserves it.
High key. Walking up the stands with Bruce. Boys.
Yeah.
Off with his head. Good. Am I right, bro? I'm just trying to think of slang for like a beheading. Yo, you coming through to the head drop?
Yeah. This dude's getting his shit lobbed off.
Oh, shit. We got another bucket head.
Dude, I got blades going to get stuck halfway through for plus 800.
You're nuts, fool.
Dude, I think I put three gold coins on it.
Nah, I seen the guy. His neck is weak. I put ten silver pieces that the head is going off clean, bro.
There's no way, bro.
But bro, I'm so that confident. I bet my wife.
Holy shit.
My wife and my horse that this head is going clean off, dude. We're shaving lettuce today.
Shaving lettuce.
Head rolling like some cabbage, dog. Swear to God. On God, and that's on Martin Luther. On Martin Luther, this fool's head is coming clean off.
No, it'd be like on King Henry IV.
Yeah, because I guess were kings seen as like an extension of God? I'm trying to make it historically accurate, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking note nailed to the door on Martin Luther. This dude's head is coming off. I don't think Martin Luther happened until way later.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
That's funny.
I would, man, being the executioner, you must be either desensitized. That first day on the job, you're probably hoping that blade goes through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder who they're, like, hiring for that.
To do the beheading?
Yeah.
Just to untie the rope and let it drop?
Do you think they just get, like, some big, kind of, like, low IQ dude from the farmland?
Yeah, probably.
Like,
yeah. Dressed up in like a Punisher's thing.
I drop the blade.
Yeah.
I'll pick up the head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's my job.
Yeah.
Get your neck in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
This dude's about to get hung, strung, and quartered, bro.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, what a...
So would they take the head and hold it up in front of people?
I know Sam.
Bro, I told you clean cut.
Clean
look at that
cut,
shit.
Dude.
I told you.
Wow, dude.
Damn.
The DraftKings
there
rep.
There your wife and horse.
Yeah, the DraftKings rep has to run up and check the cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the angle suggests that the head was ripped off.
Yeah.
This is not a clean cut.
Oh, fuck. Dude, it's a push then. It's a push.
Damn it. I just lost my wife and horse. Fuck, dude. I just lost my 13-year-old wife and
double
horse.
Double or nothing.
Oh, dude, they do hold up the head.
Yeah.
Off with his head. Yeah, bro. No way those were clean cuts, man.
Oh, no way. That shit got stuck for sure.
Some dull-ass blades.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, bro.
would love to see a moose in one of those things. Wouldn't you?
I mean,
no.
Yeah. Nah. Now, thinking about a moose in that actually makes me sad.
Yeah.
But thinking about a traitor of England. A traitor of England? Yeah, that gets me excited.
Yeah.
What a time, bro.
Yeah.
No way. I'd probably be all about king and country.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go into that.
Yeah, I'd be all about it for sure.
But who's...
I love the king, dude. I'm all about this place.
Yeah. I would be living in fear.
Yeah. The king? No, I got nothing bad to say. I like him. I think he's a cool guy.
I think he's the coolest guy ever.
Yeah. The coolest guy.
I hope he lives forever, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll be ruled by him for sure. I'm down to get ruled. For sure.
Ruled. Yo, what prompted the Reign of Terror? Can you look that up? I forget.
Some dude probably just like, it's been too good.
Yeah. With civil war spreading from the Vendée, how would you hit that E?
Vendée. And hostile armies surrounding France on all sides, the revolutionary government decided to make terror the order of the day. Wild.
Fuck.
And to take harsh measures against those suspected of being enemies of the revolution. The order of the day. Yo, today we're just, it's about just being scared.
The revolutionary government. So were these like.
Welcome back to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History.
Yeah. So is the government at this
today,
point.
The Reign of Terror.
So the government is they themselves are the revolution. So anyone who stands in opposition of the revolution.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if this is not
Zen or gambling,
yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah. No, I do care. I would listen to a podcast of someone else talk about this.
Sure. But you don't care individually.
I don't want to talk about it.
Right. I'm sorry.
Actually, I would.
Because we're
would.
Talking
if we,
about
if
it.
If one of us was highly informed, then I'd want to talk about it.
I'm trying to just download all this in 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this thing is for.
Ugh, no, she sucks, man. Moxie is not worth a damn.
Sorry, Mox.
That's just so wild, man. Like, they're ganging up against us. They're fighting against the revolution. Let's just start taking their heads off.
Yeah. That'll probably work.
You think after 100, the people were like, they're going to stop.
Yeah.
Because they did 17K in a year. Let's do some math. We're good at that.
Yeah.
We're definitely good at math. That's at least 1,000 a month. Yeah. So 1,400 a month.
Okay. Which is per day?
Hold on, let me multiply that by 100, and then another 10, because I'm stupid, and then divide that by 30. 47 a day?
No, it's more than that, isn't it? You said 14,000 a year?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No. They did 17,000 in a year. Yeah. Divide by 12.
Wait.
Divide by 30. Yeah, 47 a day. Holy shit.
Damn.
They didn't do 47 on day one.
Yeah, so it probably got more.
Yeah.
They probably started with one, and then people were freaking out.
I wonder what
people are freaking out about this.
I wonder what the parabolic
was. Yeah,
like
yeah.
1,350.
Yeah.
They're not going to. 102.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
205.
Just picking people at random.
Yeah. Holy shit. I would not go outside.
No.
I would just shit and piss and die in my house.
I'd be all about king and country in my house.
Yeah. You just go insane. You have like the fucking flag painted on your face. You're just schizophrenic in there. I love the king. I love the king. I live for the king. Yeah. Big brother shit. Mm-hmm. And now you can get a desktop guillotine on Amazon.
What is this for? What are you pencils or what?
Yeah, what is this for?
Wait, can you get one that opens a beer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Bro.
If that isn't just...
Yeah. Yo, we got a traitor here. Damn, we got a traitor.
Ooh, we got a traitor. Send him in.
We got an ice cold traitor here.
Oh. Off with his head.
Beheaded.
Oh, my fucking God.
You just got iced, you traitor.
Ooh, man.
Man, if they could see us now.
That's so
mocking their fucking horrific existence. That is so good. All right. What is it? This is just to have at your desk, and it's the size of a soda can. Can you look up guillotine
beer opener?
Yeah,
please.
Guillotine beer opener.
Off with his head.
Off with that. Oh,
someone shit.
Spoke against King. Someone spoke against the revolutionary government. Someone's been bad,
bro. We're about to bring a reign of terror tonight. Tonight's about to be a traitorous night.
Dude, all the fucking, just a bunch of Smirnoff ices with like hands behind their backs.
Tonight's about to be a history dog.
Tonight we reclaim what's ours. We reclaim France. Yeah, Assassin's Creed.
Bro,
Unity,
we should
bottle
build
opener.
This, an actual guillotine that when the blade, does this work? No.
I think so.
This is just, no, it just looks like a guillotine.
I think it just looks like a guillotine. Yeah, one where you can press it.
Yeah, and the blade drops.
That's so fucking nuts.
And it just cuts off the glass.
Yeah. Clean.
Yeah.
Like a chef, you know,
yeah.
They do the
yeah,
saber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it, man. That'd be the best. Or yeah, one you can hang and then yeah, having it like actually come down.
So good.
Maybe the blade could hit. Okay, this is us being engineers now. The blade comes down and it locks underneath the cap, and then you can, and then you reset the blade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you could do
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be sick. So you could time it where it like drops, and then you go
yeah.
at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, put that in a frat house.
Damn.
They'd be saying some horrific shit around
oh,
that
yeah.
thing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, fuck.
For sure.
Pledge. Put your cock in here.
Damn.
Oh, wait. That was the instruction manual. How'd that work?
It just opens it.
Yeah, just like the guillotine part.
So it's
part
the same thing we're discussing.
It just doesn't drop.
Yeah, no, it's got to drop.
It's got to drop.
I wish this could open it.
Yeah.
Think we can just buy this. We can mod it.
Okay. I'll buy it for you.
So good, man. Yo, that's everyone's history lesson today.
Yeah, there you go.
And the bonus, we're going to react to JoJo Siwa.
Actually?
We can watch.
Yeah, we might as well watch it.
People are like, watch the music video.
I did watch it already.
Not.
It is. It seems like it was very expensive.
I started Iron Claw.
What, the movie?
Yeah.
What's that?
The thing that Zac Efron did all that steroid training for.
Oh, yeah. No, I know the movie, but I'm saying, what is this?
That's what it was, Iron Claw.
Oh, yeah.
That was
right.
His dad's move.
Yes, right.
I'm not all the way through.
Dude, that movie is just sad. That's all it is. It's just tragic.
I'm piecing it together. It's the start of the WCW, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's about all the brothers, and it's just like their family's kind of cursed.
Yeah. So I'm only like an hour in.
That movie's good, but it's just tragic.
Yeah, I mean, it...
Like,
if someone, I know we have some people that watch wrestling. Dude, if you can recommend a book that delves into like the horrific business side of wrestling, I'd love to read it.
Yeah.
Because that aspect of it, and that's why I love like Brian Pillman as a person. Because he, I think, originally was like a pretty boy wrestler, and he like kind of came up with like turning heel and did crazy shit to like get out of a contract to. Like, I think that aspect is crazy. Like, wrestlers playing the businessmen like a fiddle, like with their personas, and like leveraging the audience against the promotion to be like, you need to pay me more.
Hmm.
I think that aspect is really interesting, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's like part of all fighting, though, isn't it?
Not like, I wouldn't say all fighting. Like,
they kind of get taken advantage of until they become famous and they can use that as leverage.
No, like, and I'm pretty sure it's Brian Pillman, but he. I always like talk about him because he's like credited for kind of, I believe he's like credited for sort of inventing like the Attitude Era, or like guys like Triple H and Stone Cold, like really they're kind of emulating him. And my understanding is that when he came into wrestling, he was like a pretty boy wrestler. And so he was like a hero kind of thing. And so I believe he was in a weird contract with WCW, and he was trying to get over to WWF for like another promotion. And so he like came up with this whole storyline where he basically like completely 180'd his image to like, and he gets out of a contract with WCW to go to the WWF. But it was all to kind of finesse WCW, I think, like giving him a better contract. It was like a, it's like a weird web of, I feel where that's where wrestling is unique, where you can't, he almost did like the Frank Ocean. Like Frank Ocean is the only other person I could think of in recent history where they kind of like mess with the audience and the business people at the same time.
Yeah.
Like in like traditional fighting, you kind of just have to be winning.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's how you.
Yeah, but like, yeah, wrestling is more of like a performance.
Right. And so like wrestling is interesting where you can get fans really jazzed about your character.
Yeah, right.
And people are like, if this guy's not in the league, I'm never watching WCW again.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to me. So anyway.
So maybe it's not about that. It's more about the family, but I think they did like start a league. I know that.
I just assumed, but I could be wrong, because it was like world, was it World Class Championship Wrestling, WCCW?
Yeah.
And I was assuming that maybe this was like the beginnings of WCW.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, keep watching. It's good. It's well made, but it's just, some movies are just like, you finish and you're like, I wish I didn't see that. It was more just sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Although I do like it when, dude, what's like the wrestling organization that's biggest right now? WWE?
Yeah.
Like whatever headline thing went on the weekend. Yeah. Like there's a guy named Cody and everyone tweets about Cody.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like an A-list celebrity whenever I read Twitter.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes. Down.
Cody Rhodes. Yeah, people fucking hate this guy or love him. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But I'm reading the tweet. I'm like, fuck yeah. All these tweets.
The most famous Cody.
Cody Crybabies. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but it's got my name in it, so I like it. He's the most famous wrestler?
No, I wouldn't say that. I was just saying he's potentially the most famous Cody.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Potentially.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal on this guy?
Maybe he won a belt.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah. Wow, good for him. Let's go, Cody. This guy's a Chad. Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. That jaw.
Yeah.
We have the same jawline.
I think that's another interesting about we're just gonna skip past that.
No, it's same name, same jawline, like we're pretty similar.
Yeah, same name.
Cody Rhodes, Cody Co.
Same name.
Same name.
That's kind of where it ends.
No, same hair, same name, jawline.
Just same name.
Hairline.
Yeah, same name.
No, I think it's more same body, I'd say same build.
I think same name.
Not more than that though, I'd say. I got more in common with the dude on the right there.
Triple H?
Yeah, yeah.
Triple H, bad motherfucker, man.
Yeah, he is. All right, let's go to the bonus.
Yeah.
Folks, thanks for joining us.
All right, everyone, bye.
This week on The Bone Zone.
Hunter's going to start his rap career.
You and him should make music together. And then I'll diss you guys.
No.
Yo, you stink.
I hope Kendrick calls Cole and he's like, we're doing this.
Yeah. And then he makes 8-minute drill.
Yeah.
Last model?
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.